This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Watford City, North Dakota is where we're at today on What's on Your Mind, which allows me an opportunity to dream about one day when I'll have that little Watford City studio, a little, window on Main. Maybe we could talk to the National Park Service and we could get a little studio down there in that overlook north unit. I don't know, Todd, do you think you could? Todd could get that done? Todd gets everything done.
You've never visited my house, so I guess I can see why you'd think that. But once you visited my house, you'd know
fancy
better.
Fancy titles and different stripes and companies.
So it's like that episode of Cheers. We can't give you a raise, but we can give you a title. The new supervising assistant. Whatever.
I love it here. I really do. I do love it here, and I do dream of one day living here and have a little studio here and really never having a reason to leave.
And you get that nice park to drive through, too. I mean, it gives you a good excuse to check that out.
It is the most beautiful view in all of North Dakota, and I've welcomed people to try and knock me off of that very strongly held viewpoint. I'm happy to look at other options, but right now I've never seen anything more beautiful than the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. And if you've not been to the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, you've not been to the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. You just haven't been there. So check it out. The North Unit, that little drive is phenomenal. The look out there is just incredible. It's that good.
Fun-nominal? Is that what you said? Like phenomenal and fun? Fun-nominal?
Exactly right. All right, so today on the program, what are we going to do here? First of all, I've been talking with a number of folks. I'm not going to name them because I'm going to share some things that I don't know if they wanted them, tied to their company. But the bottom line is we have a fairly significant workforce emergency emerging into North Dakota. Now, we've had a need for more of a workforce, and folks have talked about it, and there's been countless committees and forums and efforts to, sort of get ahead of our workforce needs. But somebody's flipped the switch here in the last 60 to 90 days where things are pretty significantly ramping up in the oil and gas world. But it's not just oil and gas. I mean, it's manufacturing, it's food processing, it's other things as well. So question for you, how would you solve that? I had one individual tell me, this is a company that pays very well. Benefits are incredible. I mean, like full family health, the whole thing. I mean, 401k. I mean, very gold standard company. Said, I'll take 150 people now, and as soon as you give me those, I'll take another 150. And until I get them, I'm losing revenue. Everyone I hire is revenue. So that's how important it is for the company. Boom, you're hired, more revenue. Boom, you're hired, more revenue. In other words, the jobs are at the door. They don't have the people to do the jobs. What do you do about that? I think here's just one idea I have, and I welcome others. I think that we all ought to be in this together. In other words, this isn't an oil and gas thing. This isn't a manufacturing thing. This isn't a food processing. This isn't retail. This is us as North Dakotans. Because I don't know about you, but I know people that I wish they lived here. I don't see them enough. In my case, not a ton of family members. Most of my family is here. But folks that are cousins or whatever, or, folks I haven't seen in a long time that might live in the Twin Cities. I wouldn't live in the Twin Cities if you promised me $1 million a day.
Amen, brother.
It's just awful. I mean, my wife and I were down there for a wedding last weekend. Are you kidding me? This is what, passes for. I mean, the hassles you have to go through. Just parking a car. We stayed in downtown Minneapolis. I mean, getting the car in and out of the parking garage was a 45-minute ordeal. No, thank you.
My folks live down there. I grew up there, but, I'm with you.
Life is too precious for that.
Amen.
Just too precious for that. It really is. So my question is, hey, maybe we maybe every North Dakotan is responsible for getting another North Dakotan or a former North Dakotan or a new North Dakotan to join us. And, you want people you love closer to you, right? You want them to do well, the economy. And for anybody that thinks, oh, I don't know, yeah, they come here for an oil and gas job, then they're going to lose the job. I don't see that. I really don't. Look, it's a cyclical industry, and, the oil price controls a lot. There's no doubt about it. But we're not like where we were last time, where it's like, okay, we need a million people. Okay, now we don't. You know, it's much more of a steady climb that's coming. But my idea is that we as North Dakotans just tell the story and you know, hey, did you know about this company? Did you know about that company? Have you seen the new school in Watford City? Have you seen the new school in Watford City? I'm looking at it. It's phenomenal. It really is. And everything's better. Maybe if not Watford City, West Fargo. Those are two fast-growing cities. It doesn't really matter. The folks are needed in every corner. And I think we need to go about the work of doing this together. It's kind of just what's on my mind. If I could take a moment to tell you what's on my mind. That's what's on my mind. And I'd love some answers. Or if you have a desire to knock me off of my view, the best view in North Dakota as being the best view, lay it on me. Tell me where else it might be. 800-228-0550. At this hour, Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, is in the White House, about to break bread with 8 other members of Congress who were the very first members to endorse Donald Trump and did so before it was evident that he was going to be the Republican nominee. See, it's really, really easy to... a typical politician move, right, is when you know that something's going to happen, then you get in front of that parade. That's how most politicians operate. Sorry. But what Donald Trump is doing today is rewarding people that were with him before it was cool to be with him and popular to do so and even a little politically dangerous to do so. So kind of interesting. They are breaking bread here in about 15 minutes, but they have arrived at the White House. So. I asked Congressman Cramer this morning, I was pestering him to say, well, what are you going to ask for? I guess I'm just thinking if a congressman goes in and he said, well, the lunch is really sort of breakfast is really to thank us for being members. So I'm not necessarily going to ask, but I do have a long list of things I want to cover. So he will join us tomorrow on the program for a recap on that, but we might get a readout before the end of the program. A little bit of a hint as to what happened, so I wanted you to know that was happening. Gene Veeder, longtime economic development champion for McKenzie County in Watford City, will join us at the bottom of this hour. He's actually at a board meeting in Williston, going to step out of that meeting and give us a ring. Can't be in Watford and not get an update on what's going on. Some of the things that Gene has been telling me are pretty extraordinary of what's happening, so I look forward to getting an update on that. We're also going to have on the program today, I believe it's General Al Dorman. I know there was some talk that they might have to substitute somebody for General Dorman. It's been General Dorman on our schedule here for a while. Related to a question you asked, I really appreciate getting you answers to your questions. I do. And that's what we're here for. It's not about what we think or what we want. We're here to serve you, our audience, and we take that seriously. Somebody called and said, hey, $33 million is what I hear the state spent on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. That's a lot of money. I said, yeah, I agree. It's a lot of money. What did we spend it on? I don't know, but I can think that it doesn't take long when you talk about the amount of personnel needed, the fact that you have to have a place for them to stay, the fact that you have to feed them to get into some real money. But I don't know. I mean, I would imagine some equipment, too. So I don't know. But we'll ask because, it's taxpayer money, so let's find out. So that's what today was about with General Dorman. Either he or Greg Wills are going to join us next hour and kind of walk us through line by line where that's at. We'll also talk about the governor's emergency order yesterday related to expediting the camp cleanup. It's mainly a product of the weather. I think the governor's done a great job of getting different factions to kind of come together and say, hey, can we agree on this? Can we agree this is an ecological disaster and that it ought to be cleaned up? And since it was your camp, I mean, do you want to participate? And they have, and I think that comes from good dialogue. I think, unfortunately, it's just the weather is, well, I should say, unfortunately, if you're trying to clean up a camp quick before it melts, fortunately for all of us that like warmer weather, it's expediting things. So that's what happened there. We'll get an update on that. Also, Anne McElhenney. She's Irish. Can you tell? Anne McElhenney. She is the co-author with her husband of a book called Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Now, I'm a little interested in fake news these days. And fake news to me is as much what isn't reported and what's ignored as it is, you know, that is something you're reporting that's just flat out not true. Why do you think we didn't know the story of America's most prolific serial killer, whose actions were every bit as bad as the Holocaust? But we don't know about it. This is a serial killer. Don't know. Chris Berg on Point of View as well, coming up. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. Give us a call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How do you live out your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala, Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction, commitment, and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For tickets, call 701-214-5565 or go online at familypolicyalliance.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Finnmark, sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
City today. Gene Peter will join us at the bottom of the hour. When you are having conversations with folks, you know, family, whatever, acquaintances, about moving to North Dakota, hey, there's good jobs here, there's new schools, there's a lot going on. What kind of a response do you get? Is it an easy sell to talk to loved ones about coming back here? Why wouldn't you want to come to a land of opportunity? You know, a land of opportunity. Dana Perino wrote a book not long ago. I forget the title of it, but she's a former White House press secretary now on the 5 of the Fox News channel. And I've interviewed her a couple of times, and I love the fact that she put in her book, it was a book mentoring younger kids and saying, you know, here's some things you should do, just talking to the younger generations. And she literally put in the book, one of the chapters was, move to North Dakota. I mean, go to a place that's so totally different than what you're used to. See all the opportunities. Maybe you stay a year, maybe stay two, maybe stay forever. I love that. That she put that in the book and that she, you know, tells college students that. I mean, but do we do that enough? How many college students, how many, you know, high school graduates do I have just in my family that I don't reach out and say, hey, come to North Dakota. You get done with college. A lot of great jobs. Probably we should, but kind of curious how those dialogues go. Because how those dialogues go for you when you have that kind of conversation, because it's an important one we need to take on. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Give a call at 800-506-9028 and use the promo code Scott. You'll get a four-pack special. It's now called the Mike's Four-Pack Special. Mike Lindell is the founder. And now becoming a household name. 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows. So those are the best of the best. Can't buy them at stores. Two go-anywhere pillows, which are great to travel with. And free shipping on any order over $100. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. To the phones we go at 800-228-0550. Jim in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, I can't. That Obama is such a classless human being that him moving to Washington and giving advice and having his millions there giving advice to the Trump administration, I mean, it's probably the worst presidency in the world. Not, if it wasn't the worst, it was the second worst presidency. And they're going to give advice. I kind of liken it to that the Minnesota Vikings would give advice to the New England Patriots on how to win a Super Bowl.
Well, but what, and these minions, you mean just getting on TV?
Well, he's still got his people in the government there, which they should root out and get out. But I mean, the guys that are in the Obama administration are in there criticizing and saying that Trump should do this, that, and the other, and these people should do this. The worst administration in the history of this nation, if not the worst, the second worst, and they're giving advice, and the press is taking it and running with it. I mean,
But see, they hang out together. You know, Jim Acosta from CNN was having a cow because at the event with the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, CNN didn't get a question, and David Brody did from CBN. And Town Hall did, which is a conservative website. And but guess what? 8 years of the Obama administration, you know, Fox News would get one question out of 100. And so now somehow it's a scandal. These guys are idiots. I mean, they're complete and total idiots.
Absolutely.
And you just pay no attention to them. And all they do is they hang out with former Obama people, and then they put this stuff in the news. Do not pay attention to it. It's noise.
It has to be true. It has to be. That's not even news. It's fake news. It's sickening and nauseating is what it is.
I would also tell you, you know, Rush Limbaugh yesterday was advancing a theory that a lot of this, to your point, Jim, is the Obama administration's effort to take down the Trump administration.
I agree. Yeah. No question. And they don't care about the United States. It's a no matter what. They don't care.
Yeah.
I agree.
The danger here, folks, is that there's going to be a lot of this. When you're trying to drain the swamp swings back. Just remember that, okay? I'm going to play a clip later when we have Chris Berg on from Point of View that he played last night for Senator John Hoeven. And it was Senator Chuck Schumer during the campaign saying the dumbest thing Donald Trump did was attacking the intelligence community because they'll get back six ways to Sunday or something. I forget how he said it. We'll play the clip a little later. But, you know, just keep that in mind when you hear these stories about leaks and the things that are going on. There's a blob. And it isn't just, you know, Democrats bad, Republicans good. It's not that. It's a blob that knows no party lines, that is about power. It's about elites. And they have zero influence over Donald Trump, zero influence over his appointees, and that means their world is shrinking. So you think they're going to go lightly? So to Jim's point, when you hear the noise, tune it out. Find your compass. Know what you believe in. Do not be influenced by this garbage. It's a lot of garbage. I mean, you've not even heard me talk a lot about the whole Russia thing. It's a game. I don't want to get sucked into the vortex. I really don't. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Adam says, I would love if people stopped moving here entirely. All it seems to have accomplished is invite leftists and social justice warriors who are slowly converting our state into West Minnesota. Adam, I love you, as I do anybody that listens to this program and shares their opinion. But I love you so much, I have to tell you, that sounds like a real head-in-the-sand kind of way of thinking. You know, I don't want anybody else here to move here. Okay, we'll just stand in place.
Well, we don't want ignorant rioters moving in, that's for sure.
Look, you're
probably
more
to Adam's point. But
20 below keeps the riffraff out for the most part. Yes, I get what you're saying. Most of the people who came here, 90% of whom were from out of state to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline, they're professional protesters.
The people that were moving here before August 10th were not getting the complaints, right?
I'm talking about a completely different thing. I'm saying we have enormous opportunity here in every sector, and I want my loved ones to take advantage of that. To have, you know, to have what we have, to live in a great state, and to have the opportunity at prosperity through these jobs, I don't think that's a bad thing. That's all I'm saying. Another texter. This is an emailer. By the way, text always welcome. 701-226-8503. Okay? Love it. Great way for you to weigh in nice and easy. Also, emails studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And this is an email. Whatever happened to the young protester who blew up her hand at the protest site? Yes, good question. Because for one, I think a lot of what you were told about that woman was not exactly accurate. And how she was injured, not exactly accurate. And there were a lot of fundraisers for her. Don't know. Good question. Last time somebody asked that, I dug around online and found some answers. We'll do it again. Love your questions. Keep them coming. 800-228-0550. Talking to Gene Veeder next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Scott, it's Chad and Dickinson. I just wanted to make a comment I thought kind of funny. A few weeks back, you were having a conversation with the Historical Society wanting artifacts from the protest. I'm just wondering, I don't know if you've already talked about this or somebody already said it, but do you think they've gone out to that landfill to collect some items for their whatever they want to do, or you think they've even taken pictures of the destruction so that they can definitely record that in their history books? Just wondering. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, fine questions. Probably a few burned out cars there. I don't know. Remember, they wanted a burned out car really, really bad.
Well, we posted the one, too, that, who was it? Daily Caller had, where there's a car with no dapple stuff all over it. That's pretty much close to the roof, sitting in snow.
There you go.
A good Get example.
On Get on it. Yeah,
go out there with radio, Facebook.
So they're out there. Yeah, craziest idea.
So plenty of car parts and camping supplies, apparently, right?
Craziest ever idea I've ever heard in my life. I got to tell you, not exactly amused by all that. Here's a texter. I moved here to Fargo for 4.5 years ago with my wife and 3 daughters. I paid off $50,000 in debt and now own a house. Thank you, North Dakota. See? This is what I'm talking about. That kind of opportunity, and then you look at, you know, what is new. Man alive, to live in Watford City, North Dakota, to bring your family there and have them, you know, be educated in a school and to have the facilities like that and the economic promise, it's just everywhere. And, of course, what you get with Watford that you don't with Fargo is the view, right? I call it the most beautiful view in North Dakota. And another texter says, except your wife, right, Scott? She's the most beautiful view in North Dakota. Brownie point, Scott. Get on it. Throw that in there next time. Okay, very good, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. The texters are always looking out for me. I love our listeners. 800-228-0550. Let's talk about Watford City and what's happening a little bit here today on the program. Gene Veeder is now a member of the McKenzie County Commission, but longtime economic development leader in McKenzie County and Watford City, joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to talk to you.
You as well. And I've been here a lot. I love coming to Watford City, but I have a little sense there's something in the air of a significant level of activity again here that is a little bit different, that things seem to be kind of getting to an accelerated pace. Am I picking that up correctly?
Boy, isn't that true? You know, I have the luxury of meeting with lots of people that have come back to the community and haven't been there for a while. And I think the assumption was that things had kind of dusted up and blew away. And it is active place right now, as you can see. Very active, actually, more than we really even anticipated. So we're feeling pretty fortunate, actually, because this time around, we have enough places to put people. That's a huge difference. And everybody's worried about us being overbuilt. But the calls are just coming in right and left right now for where we're going to put these workers, and we've got room for them, and we've got schools for them, and the roads are much better. It just feels way better, Scott. It feels way better.
So if I was calling a loved one in Denver, and maybe that loved one came here as part of the boom last go around, now is back in Denver. You know, the jobs are back in a lot of the places that people came from everywhere else too. Remember that. That was the whole sort of real rough patch in the national economy where the bottom fell out, and then that was the time that things were picking up here. So a lot of folks came in. Now they go back. They already had their home, and now their jobs are back. What's the argument? What's the case to say no? Really, come back, and it's different, and you can stay here for the long haul. What ammunition would you give folks that are trying to recruit people back here?
Well, it really is, and as you can tell, you know, just the community building that we've done for the last 5 years, the difference between 5 years ago and now is the pace is much more normal. I mean, we're not stuffing people in every little crook and corner, and we're not dodging traffic like we did before, and just what we're finding out from the industry itself is these are long-term jobs that, you know, we predicted that 5 years ago, that this would be the curve, that we'd start in the production phase and the harvest phase, as Lynn Helms calls it. People come back, and by the way, Scott, people have come back and said, boy, this is a whole different deal now. So we're just so much more ready for this than we were before. And people can see it when they come there. I had some real good conversations even yesterday with a group from Minneapolis that were looking at investing 3 years ago. They're back now and said, they told me this just feels much better. We just really, the best thing to do is to come out and have a look. And I think people feel much better about that.
And that's just sort of having the benefit now of that frenetic pace last time and recognizing here's what we need, right? I mean, the bypass, incredible. The school, incredible. Yeah. The hospital under construction. I mean, really, now all of that's coming out of the ground and folks, plus the housing stock, right?
Right, right. You know, the housing prices have come down significantly. That was always a burn for people, is they were making good money, but they're pouring it all into, you know, really exponential housing costs. That's come down and that's normalized, and people have choices. And, you know, you were there, Scott. You know, we talked to you many times about what we anticipated, what we were planning on doing, and it just feels good for this to all come together the way we wanted it to. So we've got just a lot more to offer. You know, we've beefed up our law enforcement. We've beefed up our city streets. And you know, we've got the developments that are ready to build on. So some of those people that had put off investing this last year are back now, and they're actually planning on building projects that they delayed for a year just to see if things were going to normalize a little bit. So it's pretty obvious, though, when people come through here, they're kind of blown away by the level of activity. So I don't know that we anticipate getting to that absolute craziness that we had 3 years ago, that was a little bit much too. So we're happy where we're at.
Yeah, I hear from a lot of folks in the industry, you know, 60 to 75, just that'd be great, right? I mean, because...
You've been talking this morning about pipelines. The fact of the matter for people in McKenzie County is you add $3, $4, $5, $6 to a barrel, take that off on transportation costs. That becomes a huge player for an industry whose margins are fairly slim anyway. It's not something that we don't take serious up here is the transportation cost, and lowering that transportation cost out of here is a huge thing for jobs and long-term employment up here.
Yeah, so let's just think about that for a minute. What Gene is saying there is that, you know, with the availability of more pipe, let's take Dakota Access Pipeline. When oil finally flows in that in the next, whatever, 60, 90 days, the oil that is in there will be worth what, Gene? $4 to $5 more per barrel.
Yes. Yeah.
Than it was previously to not only the companies who are watching their bottom line on their hiring and everything else, but also the mineral owners, right? And what ultimately the owners of the oil get back as well.
And the gross production tax that the state collects in lieu of property tax, that comes back to help us build our streets and do our water systems. And so it's a, you know, that margin is huge to us. It's enough to almost be a deal maker getting, you know, it's always been the issue is getting the supply out of here. So we're obviously real pipeline proponents, and we think it's the least intrusive way of getting oil out of here anyway. So, you know, if it's really interesting, right in Watford City, the Dakota Access Pipeline is in this area. We have our intake stations east of Watford City ready to receive the oil. We have pipelines. In fact, that particular pipeline goes within a mile of my ranch. It's in. Grass is growing on top of it. It's ready. And it means, like I said, you add $3 to $5, whatever that number is, plus the efficiencies. All of a sudden, this whole oil field looks way different than it did 5 years ago. And that's very visible to anybody you talk to. The thing that's interesting, though, is that we didn't anticipate that. We're thinking that we're looking at another labor shortage coming this spring. Job service will tell you that. All employers will tell you that, is that we're back where we were again. We just didn't anticipate that we'd be short of skilled workers again, but here we are.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And that's where, like I say, this almost a switch is flipped here where everybody's like, oh, the demand just went boom. It wasn't like a slow ramp up. It was like, it's back, let's go. And I think everybody's understandably cautious from the last go around. So I agree with you. I started the program with that to say, hey, I think we all as North Dakotans in every corner need to start to, thinking out of the box a little on workforce here. Tammy in Minot, speaking of that, is, calling to discuss opportunities for her son with Gene Veeder today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi. My son has been, he's living in another state right now, and he finished his 2-year electrical degree, and he's had it finished for a year and can't get the hours to make the apprenticeship done in the current state he's in. And I just know if he came here, he'd have that opportunity.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it just sends me a little chill down my spine because he did what he's supposed to do, got some technical education. Like any job, any situation, it takes a while to find the right opportunity. But we're real fortunate out here. We have a real strong job service. I would tell him to immediately get in touch with job service in Williston and get his information on file. And there is somebody looking for him, I just would guarantee you. The advantage he has now is it's not going to cost him as much to come and live out here while he gets, his hours in for apprenticeship. This industry requires people like him with his skills. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a veteran as well. So a lot of places that gives you a plus.
They'll line up for him, what we do find is sometimes these, they have, because he's skilled technically, He may have different levels of work opportunity he has. And, again, my best bet is be sure. I'm very happy with our job service out here, especially in the Williston area. They know the employers. The employers come. They have multiple job fairs in Williston and Watford City on a weekly basis. And so, it's just.
And if her son comes out, finds a position in Watford City, he's also going to find an apartment now, right? And a price point.
Absolutely.
At first, I was hoping to keep him kind of close to Minot because I'm his only backup babysitter.
this thing extends. I'm obviously from Watford City, McKenzie County, but we're North Dakota first, and we need those people back here because
in the state
because
period.
He's got 20 or 30 years to work here. It's not
good point.
Right,
hey, Tammy, keep us posted. Good luck to you on getting your son back. I know what that means for a mom. And Gene, thanks for the time today. Keep cranking in Watford City. We appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sounds good.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company, but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI? Stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley, and Tioga locations Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill your cup. for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in Western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Bader with VF Imagewear discussing a friend's personal encounter with an electrical hazard.
We're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend, and he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut. And it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volts of electrical power. You know, Rick will tell you this, too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Your mind, we're in Watford City today. We're at Teddy's Presidential Suites. Yes, one of my favorite stops. I'm in Watford City. The accommodations in Watford are really incredible. They are. I mean, I mentioned I was in the Twin Cities last week. Stayed downtown Minneapolis. Nothing on this. And I could say the same about a half a dozen places in Watford City. That's no kidding. So love it, love it, love it. Always great hospitality from the Erdmans and the crew here. They have these Teddy's Presidential Suites and also the Little Missourian and Suites, which is right next door here and also in Newtown, and also some really, really, really nice facilities in Stanley and Tioga now as well. Sleep in. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Okay, what am I doing here? Oh, I know we got Jim the Flagpole guy waiting, but I can't keep anybody that calls him Wishick. They just get priority just because I think Sauerkraut Fest. Arnie has been waiting a while to weigh in. Arnie, what's on your mind?
Hey, yes, thanks, Scott. Hey, if Native Americans, which I respect, they want clean
Well, see, Arnie, though, you're assuming that all of this is above board, right? That this is really legitimately about clean water. It never was about clean water. It was about a hate for fossil fuels. It was funded by groups. I believe these groups have funding that have international ties. And so,
but still, you need 1,000,000,000 pounds of garbage out there.
I realize that. But my point is, you started by saying
the river to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting irony in all this is it really exposes their original argument for being nothing other than a total fraud. And there's plenty of examples of that. There was a hearing yesterday.
Well, which I agree to.
There was a hearing yesterday in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in Congress, in Energy and Commerce Committee. Congressman Kramer is going to recap it for us tomorrow. Interesting tidbit out of that Congressman Kramer, I believe, put in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal at one point, and also on his testimony on the floor. But Joey Mahmood is his name. He's the senior VP from Dakota Access Pipeline, the project manager. He raised this point. He said, do you know how many hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil on a rail car go over the water they're worried about protecting closer to their intake than we would be? And we bury a pipe 100 feet underground in rock? So and nobody said, oh, wait a minute, that's a threat. But statistically, the rail car would be more dangerous than the pipeline. Neither are that dangerous, mind you. 99.9% of all of oil gets from where it was going to where it's, you know, where it started to where it's going.
We can contain.
Yeah, it's all
oil floats.
It's all a game.
Human
all,
waste doesn't.
You're being bamboozled by professional protesters and a sympathetic media. That's what it is.
That's fine.
But, you know, thankfully, you're from Wishick.
You want
to
protest, but don't leave all that garbage behind, that waste behind. And who's it going to cost us, the taxpayer?
I'm with you. Thank you, Arnie. Call again. Very good points. Very good points. $33 million in the cost to the taxpayer, and we're going to find out how that's being spent in a moment. Time to chat with our favorite patriot, Jim the Flagpole Guy. You know what, folks? If you're patriotic, and many of us are these days, you ought to be. You're feeling more and more patriotic. It's a great time to show it. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG. We're online at ND Flagpole Guy. Get a flagpole installed at your home or business. Jim, happy Thursday. What's on your mind, my man?
With all the negativity in North Dakota, I'd like to celebrate that we in the end are all one people as citizens of the United States of America, a people who by tradition have fought gallantly in the face of oppression. Today's example is Master Sergeant Woodrow Keeble, Native American, soldier, hero. During the final Allied offensive of the Korean War, Keeble risked his life to save his fellow soldiers. March 3, 2008, almost 6 decades after his gallant actions and 26 years after his death, Keeble was awarded the Medal of Honor. Keeble is one of the most decorated soldiers in North Dakota. Keeble joined the North Dakota National Guard, where he soon found himself embroiled in Guadalcanal. His story can be read in full in the online magazine Soldiers, the official U.S. Army magazine. It is written Keeble was supported numerous times for his unselfish heroism and was undeservingly overlooked for the Medal of Honor twice in 1951. It was said Keeble never complained and supported veterans' causes until his death. Keeble was a true American patriot. In these trying times, let's not forget the heroism of putting others first and celebrate the symbol of freedom. Display the American colors. I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, and it would be my honor to assist you in displaying our American colors.
Thanks, Jim. You always make me think, always cause me to pause and remember what's most important. And we love the fact that your flags are American-made. You're proud of it. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. It's time for one more call. We can get in here, Todd. One of the off-air calls that came in during the break. You want to roll one of those? Get a little bit of it in here anyway?
You know, you need to define your reference to idiots, these guys being idiots, because they're not stupid.
Okay, stop
Obama
the tape. Stop the tape. No, I don't remember
tape
who I called idiots, but I'll try and find out. You got to be careful on who you're calling idiots. I should remember because it was a call that I was having earlier this hour, but I don't remember who the idiots are. We'll try and find out. Todd will back up the tape. The tape never lies. He will.
The tape?
Yeah, whatever we record digitally.
Like when you want to play your favorite song, you're playing a record.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Another texter says, tell the Minot mom there are a fair number of apprentice electrician openings in both Minot and Newtown. Check with Minot Job Services, too. All right. We Good. Just did. More coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen cut. Customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best built, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.